If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. We're back. I am obviously B. Welcome to the B-List, guys. I'm here with a return guest, Sel Brooks. You guys know her from Who Asked Me podcast. You might already follow her on Instagram if you've been listening to this podcast. And it's always a blast to have you here. It's always so fun to talk.
I know. I'm so excited to be here. Like I just told you, I haven't recorded a podcast in Lord knows how long. I haven't talked about Bravo in Lord knows how long. I've just been out in the streets.
I have to space it out because honestly, I don't really have that many shows too right now that I'm like very invested in. I think that's about to change though. And we're going to get into that.
We will.
We will be fed.
We will. Come fall. Your fall mood board too had me, okay, because I was like, you know what, I'm usually a girl who's like, I let the seasons play out, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Usually like, well, I live in the Midwest, so winter be taking its sweet time sometimes, but usually I'm like, let's let the seasons play out, like no need to rush, da da da.
Yeah,
now we've had a little bit of crispness in the air here. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I've seen a brown leaf.
Okay.
I said, oh, I know a chunky sweater, hate to see me coming.
I know a latte.
Yep. I know a latte. Hate to see me coming. Okay.
Mm-mm. Listen, I'm like a summer boy too. Like, I mean, I like every season, yes, but it's just something about fall me, because you bitches that don't read books can't understand. But
yeah, like, you would never get it.
Because like a lot of gays will be like, oh my God, I don't like fall. It's like, because y'all don't like to read. Y'all don't like to use your indoor voices. You are going to have to put on clothes. You're going to have to wear something other than Lycra. You're going to have to like nylon swim trunk or nylon.
You don't know how to make an outfit work.
Yeah. I'm a fall boy.
Yeah.
Me.
You don't know how to match. You don't know how to, you know, match pieces together. That's not a matching Amazon set.
Yeah.
So you can't relate.
Yeah. I'm like leagues beyond. We're like, you know, I'm ahead. Y'all bitches are still on demure.
Please. Has it even been 7 days?
You know what's really getting me too is everyone thinks that this is like a new made up word. I'm like, yeah, you just need to read more. It's crazy.
Open the schools. Children were left behind.
It's insane.
I'm like, I shared something. I was like, thank you. Somebody said, baby, you're not demure. You're dead ass. you're not demure. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not demure. I'm not.
Never was.
No, never going to be. Honestly.
First things first, happy 10-year anniversary to Aviva throwing her leg on Real Housewives of New York. That was, it's 10 years ago it today.
Is, I saw that earlier and I was like, what a moment in time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. I don't know if we'll ever see anything like it again.
People remember certain things. Like they remember OJ and the Bronco, if you're of age. Yes. They remember where Whitney was, where they were when Whitney died. I remember where I was when Aaliyah died.
Yep.
I remember
where I was when Michael Jackson died.
Uh-huh. I remember where I was when Aviva threw her leg.
Yes.
I was in Fire Island, actually. And you know, I made a point, like everyone else is like getting ready to go to a bar or something like that. It was like prime time. It was like 9 p.m. I was sitting in front of my television in my bedroom watching TV.
I just will never forget the execution of it all. because like it made me feel like a sense of nostalgia because I cannot put it into words how these housewives today could never execute something that iconic. We didn't even see her unhooking it. Like it was so smooth, swift. She did it for us. She did that for us.
You know what's crazy? That was her second season, right?
Yeah.
And then you never saw her again.
Well, you know what? One of my other favorite, it's not an Aviva line, but it's when Heather Hollow was talking to Aviva about, you know, comparing Sonia to Anna Nicole Smith.
And oh, yeah. She said she's near death.
And Aviva's like, she said something like, okay, it's like Anna Nicole Smith, blah, blah. And Heather goes, she died, Aviva. Like, it wasn't registering to her that, like, she's like, yeah, I said it. And low-key, she's not wrong. Okay.
She wasn't wrong.
Aviva's, you know, wonky lady. Execution, yeah. Was it always correct? No. Was it always great? No.
But she was never wrong.
Wrong?
No.
No.
Yeah. She would have been really interesting on that girls' trip.
Oh, yeah.
She could have saved it.
She could have. Her points were pointing. Okay. She had points. Just the way she said that.
So before we get into Roni, because I do want to talk about, you know, obviously they dropped the new trailer. We're going to talk all about that. Yeah. I want to talk about the looks, and then we're going to talk about that versus the Real Housewives of Atlanta looks that I sent you. Mm. We'll get into it. First things first, some really good news. Derek Chauvin was transferred to a new federal prison. After he just got stabbed by a Mexican mate, apparently. Just saw, look at God.
Look at God and look at those prisoners. They did that for us.
They came together.
I want nothing but greatness for that person.
That happened. You know what I was thinking the other day? I saw an interesting prompt from, I forget where it was. It was some account, but it was asking, sorry guys, I'm like losing my voice too. Which I should record my voicemail after this probably. I like it when it's sound like Big Ange.
God.
Yeah. Which Bravo Leb that's not on Housewives would thrive on her Housewives? And I was interested in knowing mine. I said Paula Abdul.
I would love to see Paula Abdul on Housewives. I would love that. I love when like icons that we know are icons, but maybe like the kids these days don't know.
Yeah.
I love when they come on because like there's I don't know how I want to say this. Like their senses are down a little bit. They're not like trying to so much put on a show and they're very like old school in their thinking. So the things they say and the shit that comes out of their mouth is still very chaotic and fun versus like these new housewives who are like always like trying to worried about something. Right.
And also someone like Paula Abdul is interesting because she was already on television. She was already on reality TV in the early days. So she was kooky.
You're kooky as fuck.
Yeah. So I think she would be good.
Who would I want? I will say, I know you're not a married to medicine person. I think Quad would thrive on Housewives.
Specifically Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay.
I would love to see them do like a girls trip with that. You know,
yeah, that could be interesting.
With them. I saw somebody say like Somebody said Paige DeSorbo, and I said, y'all are delusional. I'm so sorry. I can't deal with these new age fans. I'm so sorry. That is like the, that's not, what? What? You can like her. That's fine. But like, no, babe.
Yeah, no.
But I want Tracy from Million Dollar Listing. I've been saying that.
Is she blonde? Is she?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
She's good.
She, I think she would be great. Okay. I've said that before. I've either tweeted it or I put it somewhere and she replied and she said on Watch What Happens Live, she would, Andy asked her if she would ever do Housewives. And without a doubt, she said, absolutely. 100%.
Tabitha could eat.
Oh my God.
Tabitha would be,
I would be tuned the fuck in.
Or like if it was a girl's trip and she's like running the villa or something like that. Oh my God. And you know what I mean?
She'd be so good. Tabitha would be great.
Love her.
And you know, I always say, bring the gays back into Housewives. Bring the gay men back into Housewives.
Just scrolling just this morning. And I guess Real Housewives of Atlanta just had some kind of like gala or something. They had like, did you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
With all the looks. Mm-hmm. They look like shit. I'm so sorry, y'all.
It's too much neck, honey.
Too much neck, Takeda.
Takeda?
No, they look, I'm so sorry, you guys. They look like shit.
I'm going to pull the picture up so I can like.
Yeah, I'm going to pull it up too.
I know it's not good. It's not good.
Even Phaedra looked a mess. Portia looked okay. I don't really know what we're doing, but Drew looked like shit as always.
I'm okay. You know what's been cracking me up? I'm so uninterested in all these like casting changes when it comes to Atlanta. I could care less that Kenya is out. I'm sorry.
Opinion.
Like,
I'm saying
we've talked about it. Like, she, why did you do that? Right? Have more sense.
Yeah.
The thought of Phaedra and Drew interacting as two liars, two like convinced liars, they are convinced. Yeah. I am looking forward to that.
That's going to be just a bunch of people. That's going to be nuts, but I am worried about that season. But there was some gay, I guess, on social media, and he was like filming from he was on TikTok or something filming from the event. And he's like, he said, only in Atlanta, you have people smoking weed in the Omni Hotel bathroom. And he was just saying that they were smoking weed at the damn function. He said it looked like a wedding package. It would look ghetto as hell. Just for that, though, I'm like, let me watch it.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, the girls, it will be ghetto as hell, but the girls might deliver.
I hope that that's the direction that they're going to at least go in. Because if they try to piss on my leg and tell me that it's raining by these women are like, you know, no. If you're going to go Atlanta, let's go full Atlanta.
We have to. I mean, I fear that franchise is dead. But I hope not, but I fear it is. We'll never.
Which one are you most looking forward to? Which one do you think has like the most promise? Because we're about to eat again soon. We're going to be inside. We're going to have things to watch.
I'm interested in New York. I love a second season.
Yeah, okay. Like they're taking a little more serious this time.
Yes. I think I'm most interested in New York.
The pigeon thing was strange.
I know. I'm like, there. But you know what I like about it? I will say this. I don't know anything that they're talking about in that
And trailer. That's good.
I love that. I'm like, wait a minute, what is going on? And I love that. I really do, because I'm like, bring back like not having spoilers. Bring back me not knowing what to expect from the fucking season, because I'm tired.
I was surprised that Rebecca Minkoff isn't full time. I thought that would have been an automatic shoe-in just because of name recognition, but maybe there's,
Well, the Scientology.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, that would be kind of a point that would be like, that would be controversial.
Do you know they have rule like this? I don't even want to say it. They have rules, so maybe she wasn't allowed. You know what's funny about that trailer also? The way Bryn was like throwing shade.
Off the rack. What was it?
Nordstrom Rack. She's like, if you haven't been on Nordstrom Rack, blah, blah. I said, don't make me stand this lady, because when you're doing a lot, you're doing a lot. Uh-huh. She's still Nordstrom. Great place to be. Nordstrom Rack still like you. Where are your items?
Yeah. You're renting.
Okay. Hello. Where are your items, baby?
Yes. Yeah.
And I find it Bryn does this thing that I find funny. Like, we've heard her backstory, right? She's, you know, where she came from, blah, blah, blah. Now you're throwing out like insults like, oh, if you haven't been in a Nordstrom, then you wouldn't know. You're throwing out, you model for Dress Barn. Like,
yeah.
Okay,
Dress Barn actually pays.
Humble beginnings. We need to remember that. And you did get caught up on the season finale of last season. So like,
yeah, that's true.
Relax. I am interested in her versus Uba because they both are very delusional.
I'm getting a Uba villain arc. I feel like that's what they're setting us up
for. I hope so, because like, Uba baby, you are very gorgeous. Model, stunning. You are gorgeous. Not Naomi. You are very, not Giselle. No, don't do that. Don't compare yourself to.
And very unlikable when it comes to quite unlikable.
Well, so is Naomi. Okay, let's not forget.
True. No, I really want
a nail tech. Hate to see her coming.
I'm sure Uba is lovely in person. A nail tech.
A nail tech. Hate to see Naomi coming.
No, but when Uba did that little turn at the reunion last year, I was like, wow. Okay, so you're. So I feel like I hope they lean into that. I have strong hopes. You know, I
do.
New York is my city, so I'm gonna always ride with it. You're not gonna get me off of it. Photo shoot was cute. I mean, everyone looked good.
Mm.
You're like,
did they?
I talked to Jessel about her. Like, she didn't like her look. She said she thought she looked like a stripper. But I said because of the boots and all that. I thought she looked great. And you know what? The hair looked great. I love her with the bob. You're allowed your opinion.
What's wrong with the bob? Something. Okay.
Something. Very much something.
Very much something. So let me say this.
I think she looks great with the bob. Okay. I did.
It's not the bob in itself. Let me say this. And this could very much so be like photo touching, like what they did like in editing. And it's because I'm a former hairdresser. The hairline. It's too much, sweetie. Like, it doesn't look natural. Like, so either whoever did her hair filled that hairline in like straight.
Okay.
Like it's so niche, like to a hairdresser.
Okay.
Pay attention to that. The bob length, great. We needed a little bit more of a like a definite part and then a swoop. Okay. So that was a swoop. It was to the side. We need a swoop. Okay.
Swoop.
The outfit, I hate. I love Jessel. I hated.
You hated the look. Okay.
When she had gloves on, right?
She did, yes. I hate a glove. I'll be honest. On anybody.
Hate. I've never seen a glove and loved it.
Yeah. I thought Jenna looked great.
Mm.
Mm. We have a difference.
Did you see what I posted? I said, this is Amanda Petula in 30 years.
You're the one who said, yeah, you were right about that. But you know what? Amanda Petula doesn't really have, to me, a definite style. I think she's just cute and skinny and puts on baggy things and it looks fashionable on her. It's like how like Harajuku fashion was a huge, but like I would look fucking crazy. You would look insane. We would look insane, but on them it hits.
I agree with you about Amanda. I didn't hate Jenna's look because I actually love the way Jenna Lyons dresses. I love everything. As a glasses girly and myself also, like I didn't hate Jenna's look. It was just like very, I don't even want to call it Amanda Petula coded because like Amanda Petula is trying to be Jenna Lyons coded, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So Jenna's wasn't bad. I'm interested to see what we get from Jenna this season.
Yeah, it looks like she's going to be a little more in the mix somewhat, hopefully.
Do we think like, girl.
I'm okay with her being just rich in there though. She doesn't bug me. You know what I mean?
It doesn't bug me, but that's friend of material. You better get how I'm on Uba about showing that man. You need to show that lady. Get that lady up here. Because I heard she's fine too. So like get.
She is. I think her name is Caitlin or something.
Something like that. I've seen her. She's a very attractive.
She is. I realized she follows me for some reason. I think it was like from years ago. I have no idea why. But I think this is way before Jenna and then started following me. I think. Yeah, she's a photographer, right?
Yeah. She's a photographer.
Seems cool. I followed her back. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they are a couple. I'm like, no, I want to hang out with y'all.
Yeah.
I want to come. If I wasn't invited to the dinner party, I'd probably like have a meltdown. If I knew them, I'd be like, can you give me an invite to the dinner party, Jenna? I'd be calling Jenna in a fucking. I in the eye gossip. Oh my god, Jenna, how are you? I would love to hang out with them. I love Jenna Lyons. I just need to get that lady, get her a mic pack.
I'm mic her up.
Yep.
Well, that's some good news. Everything else is going to shit. Everybody in the world, everybody in the US, they got y'all social security numbers.
Child.
Mine's been unfroze. So I freaked out for a minute when I
did that.
You should do it. It's worth it. And you can like, do it for free. It's just peace of mind because people be playing with your numbers. And it really doesn't even take that long. I did it in one afternoon. There's like, you have to call three different agencies, freeze them guys. It's well worth it because they'd be playing with y'all's time and money. But you know what? It's all over anyways.
It is okay.
It's gonna be good. Monkeypox.
Does it matter? There's a new COVID strain that apparently is like worse and undetectable. And
monkeypox
we'll
too.
Drop. You know what? We're just gonna start dropping.
Monkeypox.
Yep.
And again, y'all, this time they were getting the gays the first time, but the gays aren't worried about it now because we're all vaccinated. So I would also, maybe the same afternoon, just do your social security thing, go get your monkeypox vaccine, just wrap all this stuff up in one afternoon.
Call the agency while you're in the waiting
monkeypox line
to get your vaccine. You can just protect yourselves from fraud, from monkeypox, from the government.
Let me tell you something about that summer with monkeypox, right? A dark time in gay culture, honey. Oh my God. It was like the trail of queers. We were all lined up and we were just anybody that could get an appointment. And we were, you could just, cause you would see gays walking up and down the street to the place to go get, and you were, the line was around the block. They had news cameras there and people were like, no, baby, don't. But we were all sitting there in line. You would see exes in line. I ran into a friend. We were like, we're just hanging on the line. It was a little meet and greet. What a dark time though. But damn. I don't know.
Everybody,
man.
Was scared to try things on.
Once we got that shot though. There's been like multiple earthquakes in California. They're about to be a wrap.
Did you see that video of fucking, I think it was Shannon Bador?
Yeah, and she's saying, yeah.
I said, I would throw myself into the earthquake. Like, I don't know. I would find the tectonic plate and just fucking throw myself into it. Being in a room with Shannon Bador and Sheena during the earthquake. No.
I had to die with them, absolutely not.
Absolutely the fuck not.
No. Sheena seems like she would be terrible to be with in any kind of situation where there's like a natural disaster.
On a Sunday afternoon having drinks, just terrible to be with. Okay.
Which Real Housewife of the OC would you want to be in a like catastrophic earthquake scenario with? None. Current. No, none. But gun to your head, you had to pick one.
Oh my God. Pull the trigger.
Pull the trigger.
Let's just wrap this up. Because if I'm going into a catastrophic event,
I might,
you know, die anyway. So why don't we
pick Heather? I would do Heather Dubrow.
I don't, because I feel like Heather would be like, it's fine. It's fine. Yes. I'm going to get the champagne. I'm going to get it. Just relax. And I don't need that right now.
Perry's cousin knows the person that runs da-da-da. I'm going to get them on speaker right now.
We're going to figure it out. It's going to be fine.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I know I could, honestly, Gina, Shannon, Tamra, Jen.
I feel like Gina could be good because you know, that bitch can make a dollar stretch. Cause she, if the gas stations were closed, if the Costco was closed down, you know, she'd just have a pantry full of like.
Her Staten Island would kick in for sure.
Absolutely.
Or Long Island, whichever island it is.
Yeah. In her little casita, you'd be holed up in there with some Costco food and a DiGiorno pizza split eight ways.
That could make a dollar stretch.
Get a little bunk bed situation going on.
And we love Broke Housewives. Okay, we love Broke Housewives.
Oh my God.
They're important.
They are so important. I forget who I was saying this about this week. Oh, so we could just start talking about OC a bit, right?
Yeah.
Great season already. It's not hitting as much as I was getting, but like, I think it's one of those seasons we're going to look back and be like, every episode had boom, boom, boom. Cause you have like, I mean, just the Shannon of it all. And the fact that that's on the back burner, we're not even really fully addressing the fact that she drove her fucking car into a house, broke her fucking shoulder or whatever.
Got Archie, yeah. Put the dog.
Broken nose and told the policeman she was walking her dog. But that's going on in the background, right? Then we have Tamara's on full. I love Tamara. You are never getting me off Tamara. Tamara does her fucking job.
She does.
Stays on her Zoom. She gets to this fucking, she says, fuck it. I'm going to drink and I'm going to just say the nastiest, like, Alexis, awful. But that's who she always was. She was never, I think people are just like kind of imagining history and thinking she was a lot more likable. She was always
unlikable and she's still unlikable. I think, let me think about how I want to say this. I think because she used to be super conservative and very like ignorant. And then she has a trans child and their dad is like still on the ignorant train. Yeah. I think because she's learned in that aspect and is like not being ignorant anymore. People are like, oh, wait a minute. No. You can be a good parent.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
It's baseline. Just don't be transphobic. That's baseline. Yeah. But just because she's not transphobic doesn't mean that. Yeah. She's better in any way, shape, or form. She is still.
I was for sure hoping. I thought maybe, you know, but it's. Yeah. I totally
agree.
You were
hoping? I knew when I saw how her and John Jansen got together and how she was behaving once they got together. I said, no, she's still the same old. She's still the same old Jesus jokes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's still the same old. Like, Shannon definitely has her issues, but I'm always going to root for Shannon Bedore.
Okay. See, that's where we diverge.
Shannon
can kick rocks.
No,
I think she's a great housewife and she in the pantheon of great housewives. I think this season has cemented her onto the Mount Rushmore of great housewives. But she's never had a good season and she finds a way to make herself the victim in everything.
All the time.
Thanking Alexis for taking the heat off of her because let's not forget the fact that you drove your fucking car into a fucking house.
Yes, correct.
Killed somebody.
Like not even drove the car in the house. I don't feel bad for her in that aspect because, like, I seriously, honestly, truly, like, you are so rich. Like, why these housewives continue to drive when, like, Uber, black car, whatever is available. I don't know. But I just feel for her because she had a vision of how she wanted her life to turn out and has taken like every left turn.
But it's like, but she has all the parts there to make it like.
And it's her fault. Well, and it's her fault. Talk about somebody who just can't get out of their own fucking way.
Yeah.
Somebody who cannot get out of their own fucking
way. I saw the way she was with David in that house. I mean, I hate David Bedore. You never get me off of his fucking neck. I hate that man. Uh-huh. But he was fine and he was just minding his little business. And you would see her in the kitchen with him the first season. And she just was fighting with that man from dawn to dusk. She was on that man's fucking neck. I'd have let that man just cheat on me a little bit. Hell, I'd have cheat back a little bit. We could be down. You could go to the golf course.
Shannon is not a cheater. Can you imagine Shannon trying to like carry on a fucking affair? She'd be like, oh my god.
I know. She's such a weirdo. She'd be driving around looking like Carmen Sandiego with like a trench coat and big sunglasses. Like it would sound like Pink Panther music in the background. She's sneaking around an Orange Theory parking lot trying to get. Yeah, no, it would not.
Talk about somebody who could not. No, that would not be good for her.
Tamara would be a good cheater. Tamara gives a good cheater.
Amazing.
Yeah, she would.
If I found out Tamara was cheating on Eddie, I would be like, look at that bitch go.
Anytime I see someone, you know, going through a divorce or something, well, I'm always like, I hope you cheated back just a little bit. I hope you cheat back.
You know what I mean? I will say, as somebody going through a divorce with there's no infidelity involved as far as I know. You think that you would, I always thought my parents are divorced and my mom's been divorced twice. I always thought like, you know, maybe I'm about to be like, da, 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 da. I really was like, let's just go. I'm tired. I'm still young.
Yeah. I don't want to be fighting about these.
I don't. Once we had the conversation, he's been in the streets. Okay. So have I. I've been out. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been living my best life, but it's something about him that I'm like a little pep in yourself that wasn't here when you were married.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, whatever. But in my friends and like my mom have asked me like, do you think he's like, I'm like, I truly don't care.
Mama, I don't give a fuck.
I don't. You know what I mean? And I know not everybody's like that, but I'm just like, oh.
I feel like that's what Kyle was kind of like.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, Kyle Richards era.
Right.
Once you've been putting up with so much for so long.
Yeah.
It's just like.
Okay. It's freeing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a housewife that you think, not that we wish this upon anyone, is there a housewife that you can think of that would benefit from some kind of divorce scenario?
That would thrive? Oh my God.
Someone specifically? Would feel like untethered, they would just be like thriving?
I know, and there's some people right now, they're like, oh, you are just a divorce petitioner. I'm not. Life is not going to end. Okay. Yeah. If you really think it's not working out, like somebody has to call it quits. One person's going to be unhappy, whatever.
Yeah.
I watched this video the other day and it was like, if we're not happy in a relationship, let's just go be happy. And so I feel like if at the root of it, you're like, no, like I'm just not happy. We should break up. A lot of people, Aaron and Abe, should break up.
Oh my God. They randomly just came into my head. I was like, I don't want them to break up, but like they seem.
Last season it was just too much with Aaron for me, with the like I gotta give him a blowjob and I gotta fuck him. Like, bitch, if you fucking your man is not going to keep him from cheating. It's just he's going to fuck you and fuck somebody else.
Please be fucking serious.
It does not matter. Aaron and Abe, I think, would benefit from a separation. Who else? Drew is getting divorced. That was one that needed to happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think Tamara would thrive.
I think her and Eddie are so well matched for each other.
They are, but she would thrive if
she would just
I'm trying to think. Is anybody in Beverly Hills married?
No, I don't think anybody. I think they're actually like all, yeah, that's crazy. I don't know what's going on over there. The Sutton experience.
Is for lease. They got to get on that back.
But she just posted on Instagram right before we got on here. Sutton, if you guys don't know, if you're not keeping up, if you're not chronically online, like the two of us, but Sutton experience in, it's called the Sutton experience, right? Her little boutique.
I think so.
It had a for lease sign on it. And, but she just posted on Instagram, basically trying to kind of like, she was like, the streets are saying that we're closing down. She didn't dispel the rumor, but she was basically like, better things are coming. Da, da, da. Maybe she's moving locations. You know, they're not selling nothing. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to, but you know, they ain't selling nothing in the fucking store. Maybe shirts, little t-shirts. They should make
You know who else would benefit from a divorce?
Who?
Whitney, Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah.
I
thought that was going to happen, honestly. And I think she would. She's still young and hot. Yeah. And, and she would have fun.
Absolutely. Whitney, for sure.
Although I do like her husband, though. I think that
I don't mind him.
Yeah.
I almost said something, but like, I just want him to get some clothes that fit.
Somewhat? Clothes that fit?
Clothes that fit.
He do be wearing them skinny ass, them little like, yeah.
You don't need to wear the Gucci hat and t-shirt and
he dresses like in Atlanta. Yeah. I mean, he's dressed
like Simon. White Simon. Okay. Salt Lake City Simon Coden.
Jesus. Yeah.
But yeah, she would benefit from a divorce. Yeah.
Speaking of Real Houses of Salt Lake City, the trailer is going to drop tomorrow.
Really?
Yep. Get ready. Oh. Yep. And Mary's going to be really plugged in this season. Apparently, she's really on. So get ready.
I just remembered the whole Mary called Lisa's kid the R word, and my dumb ass was racist. And then somebody was like, "Bitch, it's not racist." I said, "What other R word?" Oh. Well,
I watch them. They're probably not even gonna bleep it out. I'm already so fucking exhausted thinking of Mary Cosby. But she, yeah, I'm excited. I think it's gonna be really, really good. And I think that if you think that that whole show is success is hedged on whether Monica's there or not, you're not paying full attention. I think that Monica made really great television. Mm-hmm. No one can deny that. But it's a group effort, and a lot of that was Lisa's interactions with her, and
I like that she got, this is my thing, and I will give you your flowers because I still don't, I wasn't like on the Monica hate train, but once they said she's not coming back, I wasn't like,
Yeah, no.
Fuck, like, whatever, let's move past it, right? I liked how Monica shook the girlies up. Something about her as a person made them step their pussies up because she's so unhinged. I probably would too, arguing with her, you know what I mean? Because she is just like, a liar, right?
Yeah. As is everybody else.
And they're all liars. Yeah, exactly. They're all liars.
Yeah.
I just liked how she took Lisa Barlow. She shook her off of her, like, her persona. Her, like, I'm Lisa. I need a Diet Coke. Oh, my God. Yeah. I liked that she shook that because that bitch could not. She was yelling in events. She was yelling in multiple events. I said, this is great.
I don't even think it's so much that she was unhinged too. Again, going back to what we were talking about, respect to your broke housewives. I think adding a broke woman into the mix creates a whole different dynamic. I think Jen Pedranti, she is a great housewife, not because she's like bombastic she's usually quiet as a mouse just sitting there, but if she does open her mouth, it's gonna be chaos at the dinner table because she does nothing but lie about finances. She owes a lot of people money, allegedly, that's what they say. She's wearing Rolexes, she's getting glam, she can't afford anything. I think that you need to have a broke housewife in every mix because it riles everybody up. What they're really talking about is class, they're talking about wealth, they're talking about perception, and yeah, I love that.
You know what?
I can't have a room full of rich women. You gotta.
I love when the housewives can't afford glam arguably glam is like one of the cheaper things to get.
Yeah.
Like even if someone travels to you, like and you just get it one time for an event, like you're talking like $200, $250 maybe.
Yeah.
Like plus tip, it's not that expensive. Yeah. I love when they cannot afford glam because I'm like, first of all, babe, YouTube is free.
Yeah. Also, like Gina making fun of like Jen's glam. It's like, well, it's money still spent well because she still looks better than you.
Gina cannot talk about anybody's glam. The things Gina puts on her body and calls it like her sense of style, her hair, her make, it upsets me. It's upsetting to me.
I don't like Gina, but I think that she's been really funny this season. I think that Emily Simpson, by the way, is grown into a great housewife for what she does on this show.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think Emily Simpson would be really funny taken out of this scenario and put on a girl's trip with like women she's never, because it would be funny because they would not know who she is. They'd be like, no, what city are you from? And but no she clue. Drinks have no clue. On the show and gets real kooky. So I don't know. Taken out of this.
I agree with you.
It'd be really funny.
I agree with you. I think she would be great. She is a great housewife. I want them to keep doing girls trips, which they probably won't.
I don't know. It's I don't know what's going on with those.
Yeah. I don't know either.
Wanted to talk about a few other things. I want to talk about our lists, all that. Summer House. Let's get into your list on the bonus episode.
Okay.
I want to talk a little bit about Summer House before we head over to the B side. Yes. Summer House. I've been following through photos. I'm very excited.
I am too.
This is going to be the Summer House season where they get ghetto because you got Lindsay with a baby bump in the club. I want to be around all these people just like they're taking shots of tequila and something. And she's in the club with a damn baby bump with a bra on and her belly's out. And
she's so happy to be in the club with a baby bump.
I love it.
I love it for her too. She's one of the only people that could pull it off.
Yes. And make everything about her. I'm obsessed. Mm-hmm. Kyle's in a DJ era, which is going to be a new level of insufferable for him. Amanda's probably tore up about it, crying every night. Paige is doing whatever. Sierra's probably licking her wounds after being so embarrassing on a national stage about a man named West, who, by the way, I still love. You never get me off West. I follow him on.
Let's backtrack a little bit. Every season since we've met her, Sierra, we watch her be
shown her ass
over a mediocre white man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want better for her. Sierra is fine as fuck. She is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Stop traffic gorgeous. And the body, the face, everything. Like she
low key everybody on that. Yeah. So
but Sierra, it's painful to me to watch somebody that gorgeous season after season be so down bad over mediocre white men who literally should be thankful that they can breathe in her face. And then she sits there and she cries about it. I would fuck your dad and your mom. Okay. And then I'm going to go like, are you fucking kidding me? What is going on?
Yeah.
But I can't watch another season of you through glass. You threw wine at somebody over Austin.
Yeah, I know. I cannot.
I hate that man. But like, it's just, I'm like, Sierra, what are we going to be doing this season, boo? Because I hope it's not, I hope it's not that. Maybe be gay. Okay.
Try it. Do we have new people on the, No.
No? Yes?
I feel like there's a new guy or something. Or there's a new girl. There's a new girl.
Oh, is there?
Blonde. I forget. We'll see. They got to put someone else in.
They need to bring in another guy.
They need a gay. They've been saying a gay, but
Jordan, they need a gay.
Bring that little gay man.
A gay out of the closet.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
yeah.
What? Or Jordan and Steven. Was it Steven? The first two seasons?
Steven. What was his name? Sucked. Yeah.
Yes, he did. But like,
not all gays. But he was messy.
That's my point. He was messy.
Suck Carl's dick. Everyone's like, oh my God. I can't believe that was a storyline.
We don't talk about it enough.
If you ask Carl was hooking up with, come on now. I would. Let's go over to the B side. I would.
Okay.
After some lover boys, let's go over to the bonus. Guys, go to bonus. Go to patreon.com/the B-side or the B list. Sorry. Patreon.com/the B-list to subscribe to the bonus episodes. We are going to talk more about what else? I want to talk a bit about Kamala, too.
Okay.
He's making me happy.
My coconuts.
And we're going to talk about Real Housewives of New Jersey finally being over. Your thoughts on it. That was very strange.
It was painful.
We're going to talk about our lists. And yeah. Tell the people where to follow you on social if they aren't already. You've got the two different Instagram accounts, but you've got one for the podcast and one a personal one. So,
Yes. So you can follow my personal Instagram, Who Asks Zelle. Zelle is S-E-L-L-E. Obviously, I'm more so on that one right now. Work is crazy. Life is crazy. And then I just be at the bar in between. Okay. And I have started posting again on my podcast page, Who Asked Me Podcast on Instagram. Don't ask me when that podcast is coming back, though.
Okay. But you got a TikTok, actually, which is I kind of followed you from. Yeah. And you've been doing a lot of like Love Island. Now, that's something I don't really I can't take it on.
It's a lot. It's huge. I've been a Love Island girly for forever. So it doesn't seem that much to me, but I understand how it's overwhelming to people.
Yeah.
But you would love it. Just know.
Oh, I know. I've watched. I've dipped in. It's just too much. It's too much to keep up with.
And then you have I Kissed a Boy.
And yeah, which is the Japanese one, right?
No, she's from the UK. It's on Hulu. Okay. It's like it's gay Love Island. And then there's I Kissed a Girl.
I might have to do that today. Fuck.
Oh, it's so fucking good. It's so good.
Guys, go to the bonus page, the Patreon page for the bonus episodes, and we'll see you over on the B side. Yep. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.